Okay, this is side 2-8. Is that going right? I think so. It seems to be sticking. Well, I'll test it, Duchess. I think it's recording. Anyway, as the tape ran out on the other side, I said risque music. I mean, I'll put on something like, well, the stripper or something like this, you know. And this Van Etten is the funniest man, Duchess. He'll yell, yeah, yeah, go, go. And, you know, he's so loud. Anyhow, this is a lot of fun. I get awfully tired of spending evening after evening with Jane and Betty and Beth. Ugh. God. You know, a lot of my free time, you know, Jane is very, very generous about extending an invitation afterward to stop for a drink. She loves to have a couple of martinis. Okay. And she hates for you to say no. If you say no, she'll say, why, do you have something planned? Or what are you going to do? Or just stop over for a little while. She gets pretty persistent about this. And I don't mind it occasionally. In addition to that, we had a couple of new people in this week. We had a brand new girl last weekend, and I don't remember what night it was, Tuesday or Wednesday or something. We took her out. When they come in, you know, we have to, they process, well, both in Saigon and here. And that means they have to stay 2 or 3 days, and they fill out papers, and they get oriented, and they get their assignment, where they're going, and all this. Let me just test this. Seems to be working all right. Anyway, during the time that they're here, Jane always feels that we should plan something for them during the evening. And this, as I say, what can you do but go to somebody's hooch, somebody's room, and have a few drinks? And, or, like the other night, what did we do? We went to one of the mess halls, I guess. And then, okay, that was the beginning of the week. Then, during the middle of the week, along came Linda Wilmerdorf, who is not new. She was here a year and went home for about 3.5 months and then came back. And she's a real lovely gal, same as Vicky Johnson, the one who came in during the last weekend. Real nice. And again, Jane said to me, Anne, I think we ought to take Linda to dinner. And I said, yes, that would be nice. I said, when should we go? And she said, well, I thought tonight. I said, oh, I had plans. I didn't have big plans, but just I was coming home to clean my refrigerator. I hadn't cleaned it since I moved in, which is weeks ago. Almost a month ago, right? So then Jane said, well, you know, Anne, this is part of the responsibilities when you get in the administrative staff position. And all the time, the same thing, you know, which is fine, Duchess, but I don't have 2 or 3 nights a week to call my own. It was great. We went over to Loon Froon's and we had dinner, you know, and as I say, Linda's a real fine gal and I enjoyed it, but this happens so frequent. Now, today again, in 1 week, this is the third girl. We had a girl come in just today as she landed. We took everybody to the opening this afternoon at Zion, this big opening. And this girl's name, I don't know, her first name is Linda. This is second Linda this week. And she's in Korea, Duchess. She was at Chogyun. She was in Red Cross. She was at Pelham. Remember Camp Pelham? That's where Carolyn Hogshead lived and Cree lived and I lived and Dee Dee lived. She was there, I guess, just before I left. She was there a year with the Red Cross people. Donut Dolly. Anyway, I didn't get to talk to her too much today, but she just came in country, and thank goodness Jane and I kind of split up before we left, and because I'm sure she meant to ask me to come over this evening. But the new kid is probably so tired she can't keep her eyes open. But you wait and see. Tomorrow or the next night, it'll be, well, I think we ought to go to dinner now. And it's an awful, it's great for the new kids maybe, but boy, it gets real tiring on me. And I don't mean to sound selfish, but we work 9 hours every day. I mean, I'm up before 6 o'clock. And, you know, by 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'm tired. And there's not an awful lot of free time. I come home, you know, I never get out of there until 6 o'clock sometimes. And by the time you come home, go to supper, and get back home, you haven't got much of the evening left. So anyway, I get a little bit annoyed once in a while. And then, like yesterday was, you know, we get off a half a day Saturday. We're supposed to get a half a day Saturday and all day Sunday off. Well, now here Sunday, we were half of the day at Zeon for this opening. And we've had maybe one or two either openings or something going on Sunday that Jane feels we should attend. Well, I think we should too. But we don't even get paid for it when we go, when we work on Sunday. And we're entitled to it, but Jane just wants us to dedicate our time. Well, this is great, except I get, you know, if I get one or two Sundays off a month, that's all I get. And then on Saturday afternoons, a lot of times, Saturday afternoon, Jane will suggest we do this or do that, and she really gets a little hurt if you don't go along with her plans. Well, I'm learning to be very tactful and just say, I'm sorry, I do have other plans. You know, and my plans, you know, as I say, I just come home here, but I enjoy, I don't have any time, I don't even have time to read a newspaper. And I'm always going next door and having a drink. Because if I stopped that, I probably would have a few more nights. But I like that. I prefer that to sitting with the same women day in and day out. My goodness. Anyway, you wait and see. Another girl, another night, or two nights. What else has happened? Oh, I mentioned that I received a letter from Jean. Everything seems to be going well. And she said, my mother is fine. Evidently, mother stops over there frequently. And I'm sure mother was a little disappointed that I won't be coming home this month. And I don't know when I'll be coming home, Duchess. Really don't. I don't know what to do because, you know, coming home is great. And I'd love to see you and then a few of the other people, you know, and I want to get a good rest and that kind of thing. Although I'm in very good shape. And, but then after, you know, a couple of weeks, there's not a great deal to, look forward to as far as a job professionally. I could stay in special services, I'm sure, but, I don't want to, Duchess. At least I don't think I do. Not right now. I like it over here. It's very challenging, and there's an awful lot to do, and it's exciting. I mean, every day I fly in different aircraft, and, you know, I'm in a fairly high position as far as service clubs in Vietnam. There are just three people, well, Betty and Beth and Jane, and they don't know what they're doing in some areas, particularly Beth. She's way out of the picture. So that it's, you know, it's a stimulating position. And there's a lot, opening and closing of clubs and moving things and scrounging furniture and, oh, dear me. And it's good because I like to be busy. And where else am I going to get a job that pays over $300 a week? I mean, let's be honest about it. That's an important factor also. And something else that, I may or may not have mentioned to you, I don't know, Duchess, if I could stay beyond June. I mean, as far as, you know, if I want to stay. But legally, I cannot stay more than another year and a half, although I'm not planning another year and a half. I might try to go beyond June, you know, like a month at a time to see how long I could stay. Because each month I do stay, I can put some money in the bank, maybe pay off that land. Anyway, after you've been overseas for 5 years, you must return. Not for the people who were over here before this was enacted, which was, about 4 years ago, or 5 years ago. But in other words, what year is this? 1970. Okay, November 1971, I would have to return to the States. I could not stay overseas beyond that. And you have to think about that, too, because this may be the last opportunity where I can hold this position, a position that is both interesting, challenging, and one that is certainly rewarding financially. And that will not last forever because we've been cut. All our funds have been cut. Positions have been cut. And it It's the only country in the world that pays overtime in special services. As I have mentioned before, we worked very hard and very long hours in Korea, but we never got paid overtime. So this is something to think about, because what I could earn and what I could save in a year would take me 4 or 5 years in another position back in the world, or back in the United States. So, you know, I have to think about it. However, this is the one reason I don't want to go home for 2 months, which I could do. I could do this, you know, in a matter of a couple of weeks. I don't want to go home and then feel I should come back for another year. I just don't like that year hanging over my head. I'd rather persevere a month or 2 months at a time to see how long I could stay without feeling I had to leave the country, you know, permanently. And that's my thinking on it, Dutch, isn't, you know, but I don't mean to upset people by not coming home. And it's not that you'd be upset. I know you wouldn't. I mean, you'd understand. Sure, I'd like to come home. I'd like to come home and do nothing for 2 months and visit people and that kind of thing. But then where would I be? And right now, I'm not hurting. As far, I mean, I'm doing well. There's a lot going for me right now. So, anyhow, I'll just wait and see. It'll be interesting to see who replaces Betty. I don't know if I mentioned to you, Betty is extending. She was going home April the 17th, yeah. And Jane had a very serious talk with her. And she is extending till May the 8th, which is like 3 weeks longer. And Jane has nobody to replace anybody, see? There's no replacement for Betty. She's already got one blank position that's been empty since I'm in country. And this is her own fault. She has to get more administrative people. Charmaine wants to leave in June, and she doesn't have anybody qualified. Duchess, this is running out. Have a real happy, and thanks for the mail, and I'll try to tape you soon. Don't wait so long.